Monty James here. I'll tell you what, that son of mine, Parker, ain't nothing but a greenhorn.
Greenhorn, a person who is inexperienced at a particular vocation.
Sure, he spent summers on the family ranch, but most of the time he was kicking it down in Florida. But now he's back, and I'm proud he wants to be part of farm broadcasting and agriculture. First, he has to pay his dues and ask questions of the ag experts most of us country folk would be embarrassed to ask, but always wondered. Take it away, greenhorn.
Welcome back to another Greenhorn. This is Parker James here. Today, we have the honor of talking to Ben Mooney. Ben, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I am a technology specialist for a John Deere dealership in Kansas, Missouri, and got this location in Arkansas. What a technology specialist does is we deal with all of the new technologies that John Deere has. We support it, we trade on it. So any of your GPS equipment, any yield data mapping, stuff like that, that's kind of what I do and where I excel in. Came down to the Kansas City area, saw this job open up, and I was like, hey, this sounds like a perfect opportunity to get my foot in the door with Precision Ag. And I'm still learning quite a bit, and every day it's something new I can learn. And it's crazy how fast all this technology has changed. Every day or every week, you know, it's something new and getting bigger, better, faster, all that good stuff. So
tell me a little bit about some of this new tech that's coming out.
The main things that Deere is focusing on right now is automation. So I'm sure you've seen the autonomous 8R that's been working, doing tillage work up in Minnesota somewhere. That's going to be coming here pretty quick, I think. There's none in our area right now, but I'd say given our 5 years, we'll see more of those. Automation is a big thing, kind of taking the guesswork, you know, taking the operator error out of it, you know, kind of freeing up more time, more space to go out and do, you know, more important work than sitting in the tractor and just tilling all day, whatever. Another big technology product that Deere has came out with is called See & Spray. The See & Spray fits on your typical newer sprayer, 120-foot booms. So the See & Spray system consists of multiple cameras on the boom itself. So those cameras, while you're going through the field, that camera sees a weed, and it will send that picture to a processor on the boom there, and it will shoot back to that nozzle and say, hey, spray right there. So it's kind of like a select spray type of deal. It's definitely aimed for saving chemical, and the chemical savings on that, it's really impressive. So that's starting to catch on right now with a lot of guys.
And then my last question, Ben, is going to tell us a little bit about you. It's going to give us a little bit of insight to your personality, I think. What's your favorite tractor?
Originally, I'm from a red family, grew up with red equipment. It's a little conflicting now since I work with green stuff. Probably, I'll have to say though, the red equipment, probably a 7240 Case 8 Magnum. That's on the red side. So if I want to talk about the green side, it's probably the new 8RXs they have out. If you've seen those four-track machines, they're pretty impressive and they're pretty fun to drive. So I'll play to both sides right there. So.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Ben. For all of you greenhorns, make sure you check out the Facebook, check us out online, and make sure you listen to this great American radio station for the Greenhorn next week.
Work safe, not hard. With the Daybin paddle sweep, it's virtually impossible to get harmed. And talk about performance, the Day Sweep can handle an avalanche of grain as the flexible rubber paddles move the grain gently to the pump, used by large cooperatives and farms alike for safety, value, and quality. With virtually no grain left in the bin, thus no need to enter the bin. See this amazing life-saving invention at daybinsweep.com. That's day with two A's, binsweep.com.